Zog de Gemara, Dav Dalet Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom by the 2 dots. Hoya gvoya me'esrim amo, ubo lematoi. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the Movui is taller than 20 amos, and now you want to come and be memayetit, you have to be memayetit. It says in the Mishnah, you have to be memayetit. Kung to Tanakama, Rabbi Yudah says, more than 20. But the point is, according to Tanakama, 20 amos you have to be memayet. So kama memayet. So how much do you have to be mayit? How many amos? Now, what do you mean kama memayet? Kama tzorich lei. If it's 25 amos, so you have to be mayit more than 5. If it's 28 amos, you have to be mayit more than 8. What do you mean kama memayet? Whatever you need. Elo zok de gemara, rochvoi bekamo. Which means, when you're memayetit, so there's 2 ways to be memayet. The simple way is, you go up there and you take the crossbeam, you make it, place it lower. We're assuming now that that's not what you're doing. There's another way of being memayet, the height, by building a floor that's higher up. So then there's less space between the floor where you're standing and the kura. So the question now is, when you memayet the floor, the airspace, by building up the floor, how much into the movui, how much into the width of the movui, meaning going into the movui, do you have to build this floor? Do you build this floor? The kira is a B crossbeam. It's a tefach wide. So you go right below that. You build a, in Yiddish called a drempel, right?
So the whole roichav has to be
the roichav is the kira. So that much you have to be memayit. So under the kira, the roichav of the kira, that's for sure you memayit. You lift it a tefach, but maybe you have to go more into the movui itself. The movui is going in at least the movui at least the dalat tefachim or more. So you have to memayit more. Going inside the movui, meaning that ramp that you just built, is it right under the kira, or do you have to go into the movui too? Zog di gemara, elo rochvoi bekamo. So it's a machlokes. Rav Yosef om a tefach, meaning a tefach. That means the tefach in the width, exactly under the kira. That's how much you built a little ramp, a stoop. So it should be right under that. Now, Zokta Goyen Yankov, it doesn't mean just a tefach by a tefach. It means a tefach and the whole length of the kira, meaning that whole doorstep, so to speak, has to be lifted the amount that it should be less than 20 from there to the kira. So a tefach connected the kira, but going the whole size of the kira. Abaye Omar Arbo, you have to go 4 tefachim. And Rashi explains, because the Gemara is going to explain the reason. So, Akoponim, you need to go arba tefachim. You have to go inside to the mavui, going in 4 tefachim. That means 1 tefach under the kira plus another 3. Zok the Gemara, what's you say to machlokes? Leme b'hok miflegi. The man do amar tefach kosovar mutil ishtamesh tachas akira. Uman do amar arba daf heomer aleph kosovar osel ishtamesh tachas akira. That means as follows. Rashi explains as follows. Assuming now kira mishum mechitza. There's a machlokes. What's the reason of the kira? Is kira mishum heker or kira mishum mechitza? So if the kira creates a fourth mechitza in this movie, the movie is a dead end street. So if the kira creates a mechitza, where is this imaginary mechitza being created? At the end of the kira? That means pi chitzoin chuda yoyret. Or on the pnimi, the beginning of the kira. The kira itself is a tefach wide. So where exactly do you have this imaginary mechitza, kira mishum mechitza taking place? Is it at the end of the kira? So really this question is, Rishonim explained, is the mechitza for separating the final stage between the movi and the shus rabim, or is it at the beginning of the kira? That beginning tefach. So the nafkamina is, because even if you say mishum mechitza, we'll see soon in this Rishonim, it's also mishum heker. Meaning, it's a different type of hacker. There's a hacker that you can have, that you have a hacker, the mitzat, the person, I'm reminded, or sometimes the hacker has to be so strong, the heftz of the mechitza has to be a hacker. That means, mishum mechitza means, it's a hacker in the mechitza. But the point is, where is this imaginary kura mishum mechitza? Is that at the end of the kura or the beginning? What's an afkamina? Could you stand under the kura itself and carry? If the chudei achitzoin is yoyret v'soysim, that means the kura is this wide. So if it goes down over here, so under the kira, you're covered by the mechitza. But if it's the pnimi, The beginning of the Kaira, from on top of the Kaira, it goes down. So then you can't stand and carry under the Kaira, because that's past the Mechitza. That means, is this Heker for the Bnei Amovoi, or is it for the Bnei Rishus Rabim? That's really how you look at it also. That's a question of Shoyne. But the point is, where do you say this Chudoi is Yod V'Soysim? Chudoi Achitzoin or Chudoi Aprimi? Nafkemina, could you carry under? So could you carry in the Kaira itself? So if your Rav Yosef that says that what? That it's a tefach, he holds you a lot of mishtamash tachas hakara. Because chidoy achitzon is yard v'soysim. So Mela, how much do you have to make the elevation of the floor? One tefach. Because since you're allowed to carry under the kara, chidoy achitzon is yard v'soysim, as long as you're under the kara, you're lifted, you're standing on a stoop that is less than 20 from where you're standing. You're allowed to be mishtamash over there. But if you hold chidoy aprimi is yard v'soysim, it's not going to help me one tefach. Because one tefach is not the space, you can't stand anywhere. Anyways, you have to be before that. So once it's more than a tefach zadrashi, then the next stage is four tefachim. In numbers, just like you go 1, 10. So the numbers, 1, 10, 20, 30. You don't say 1, 11, 13, no. So the next stage of a choshev number is 4, dalat tefachim. That's the makom choshev. So in Mela, yeah, it's not enough to do 1 tefach. You have to do 4, 1 plus 3. Because you can't anyway stand under the kara. Now, avada, you have to put it, a tefach under the kara too. It has to be elevated. Because the kara is be'etzim yoysim e'esrim. So you have to elevate over there, even though you can't carry there, because chudi apanim is yoyt v'soysim, that avada has to be lifted. But it's not enough to lift over there. You have to lift also for the b'nei hamovi going in, because that's where they are actually going to be standing, that it should be within 20, at least, in one part of it. Sakti gomorre, lema behokke mifigi, the man don't matter what sova mutel stamish tachas a koira. He's allowed to be stamish under the koira. Dav heo met alle van man don't matter bo, fort vachim, sova also the stamish tachas a koira. That is the yisoyne machlokes. Do you say chude aprimi is yoyed besoysim, or chude achitzen is yoyed besoysim? Sakti gomorre, loy, the kuli, there's no raya. Matchen raya, we say as follows, loy, the kuli alma, everyone holds, everyone holds really, you're allowed to be mishtamash tach zakara. That means even the manomet says, arbo tvachim, you're allowed to be mishtamash tach zakara. That means, chudi achitzen is yod v'soysim. So what's the machlokes if you need 401? Ubehokim lefigi, ma'asov akoyga mishum heker. This mando omar holds that the whole vort in the kara is mishum heker. So if it's a heker, as long as you're mishtamish under the kara and you're elevated with that is no cholol of 20, so that heker is sufficient. Where you're standing at the end, you have that reminder. What's the vart in heker? You need that reminder that lest you walk out into the rabbim and carry like you do in the mavui. So kara mishum heker, umar sova kara mishum mechitza. The other man that holds kara mishum mechitza. That means kara is mishum mechitza. Now, a mechitza is only a mechitza if it's a mechitza over an area of Dalat Tvachim. Do you say the mechitza is, what's a Rishus HaYochid? Rishus HaYochid is a mechitza, right? Mukha mechitzas. What's the minimal area of Rishus HaYochid? Has to be Dalat, Dalat Bayud. So, a mele, the same mechitza can only be if it's over an area of Dalat Tvachim. The reason why you have to elevate it going in Dalat Tvachim is with Kermish or Mechitza, and Mechitza can only be a Shem Mechitza when it's in over an area of Dalat Tvachim. And that's a Machlokes if the elevation that you make on the floor has to be just one Tefach or even Dalat Tvachim because Kermish or Mechitza. Oh, so you're not creating Rishus HaYochid because Be'etzim it's already a Mavui. But the Kerr, this fourth wall that you're enclosing the Mavui, I mean, that the Kerr is creating, has to be a shame mechitza, because kari mishum mechitza, a mechitza over an area of dalad, just like we find by Rishus HaYochid. Dalad is the minimal, so the shame mechitza has to be over an area of dalad within 20. We're making a comparison between the shame Rishus of dalad tvachim. Zog Rashi, Manda omar arba kusava kaira hamateres bimbobi taimim mishum mechitza. Dam rinon chudi achitzen yod vesoysim. Ve'om rabonon, but the betvei me esrim le'amrinon yoyd v'soysim. If it's more than 20, you don't say yoyd v'soysim. V'chem v'dala have a miu dalad, have a mechitza asuya lefochos mi dalad. If it's not going to be a minimal of dalad fochim, it's a mechitza that's made for less than dalad. V'kaim le'mechol duchta, the mechitza she'ena ruya le'dalad la mechitza hi. Clearly, a mechitza that's not bedalad is not called a shem mechitza. The ein rishus yochel lepachas midalat tvachim. Va'aka va'af pisha mukav mechitza shel asorat tvachim. Even though it's mukav, you still have to have a mechitza of dalad within 20. V'ibo yisayim at Gemara says another teretz. The kuli yama kogim mishum heker. Now we're going le kuli yama mishum heker. V'hocha beheker shel mato beheker shel malo kamifligi. This heker that you're making now below, you're lifting the ground. The heker shel mala, the kura is one tefach, that we said. The minimal kura is tefach. So is the heker shel mata similar to the heker shel mala? So all you have to make is a tefach? Or the heker shel mata needs to be made wider, longer? Because, and the Gemara says why. The masav amin heker shel mata keker shel mala. Meaning, since the heker shel mala is one tefach, so male it's enough a tefach on the below. It's a different word. Heker shamalo, it's a word of a heker. When you stand, you see the heker very clearly. Wherever you stand, you can stand 10 feet away, you see the heker. But on the floor, you don't see a heker if it's one tefach, because it's on the floor, right? When you go to a museum, you see the painting because it's elevated. So the heker shamalo, you see by a tefach. But the heker shamato, you're only going to see if it's more than one tefach. So that's you need dalet fachim. Dalet is always the next stage. Tefach, and the next number, choshev number, is always four, Rashi says.
So, you don't see it all.
Because if everyone steps in it, you don't. But the point is, you will see it when you're on it. But if it's only going to be one tefach, it's going to be one person. Here, when it's lamalo, you see it, many people can see it. So the hekesh shel mato has to be similar to the hekesh shel malo, where it's not just one person that sees it. So mainly you need dalet fachim. Because if it's elevated for an eerie, that's dalet fachim, so it's more visible, this elevation, for more than one person. V'hibo yiseimo, another teretz zok tumoga, the kuli alma amginon hekesh shel mato, hekesh shel malo. Evan agrees, really, it's sufficient, one tefach, to elevate the floor. Heker shamata is enough, one tefach like lamalo. V'hocha b'gzeiro shem yifcho is kumiflegi. There's a difference, because the heker shamata, the floor that you elevated, what did you put? You put dirt on the floor. You put a few planks over there. You put something there, even cement. But eventually people walk in it, and it might rub out. Heker shamalo, no one is touching it, so the tefach remains a tefach. Heker shamata needs to be made four, because you're worried shem yifchois. So if it gets less, so if you have four, then there's less chance that you're not going to remain with the tefach. Zog the achronim, actually the Rishonim, the Ben Chananel says, that if it's four on the bottom, but it got rubbed out and it remained the tefach, so then it's still good. Because the main point is that it should be like lamalo. Just by you're worried on the bottom, Zog the Nerdi Buda and Slach also, you're worried on the bottom that it might get rubbed out. So you make it four. That's always the next stage. But in a chanami, if it gets rubbed out, if two of it is rubbed out, you remain with two, it's good.
You want to remain with the tefach.
So how do you remain with the tefach? By making four. So in Mele, we have four tirutzim on the Yisodis of Machlokes when you elevate the floor to make it less than 20 instead of lowering the beam. So then there's Machlokes of Yosef says one tefach, Abai says four tefachim. So first, the Gemara wanted to say the Machlokes is Chudi Achitza and Chudi Apnim is Yoid Vesoysim. Is a mutl shtamish tachas akira or also shtamish tachas akira? That was the first teretz. Then and that's kira is mishum mechitza, but it's still a heker. Like we're showing him say, even a mishum mechitza, it's also a din heker in the heft of the mechitza. The second teretz of the Gemara says everyone holds mutl shtamish tachas akira. That means chudi achitza is yad besayis him. The machlokes is a kira goof a heker or is a kira mechitza? And a mechitza needs a minimal of four. Like we know, the shusa yochid is dalat tvachim, so you need elevation of four. The third teretz is, everyone holds kari mishum heker. But the question is heker shamata like heker shamalo? The ma'at sovar, the one that says that it's one, it's like mat, lamato is like lamalo. And the other man, the Omer says, we don't say lamato is like lamalo, but fakert, lamato needs four tvachim. You don't say it's the same? And like we said, the Gon Yankov explains, because lamalo, everyone sees from a distance. So one tefach is enough. Lamata, you don't see. So you take a dalet. And the final teretz is, kuli almod heker shamata is like heker shamala sufficient to have one tefach elevated on bottom. But yechoshe the gzeira is that it might be nifchas by walking and by being rubbed out. So mainly you have to create four tefachim. So even if it rubs out, you remain with one. So till now we're discussing if the kari is lamala michof. So you have to be memayit. So how you memayit, we said, by elevating the floor. If you elevate the floor, so it's less than the chol of 20. Now the Gemara says, the mavui has to be a minimal of 10 tvachim too. Imagine you have a very low mavui. The curry is 9 tvachim. That's not a shame mavui either. The mavui has to be a minimal of 10 and a maximal of 20. So let's say it's only 9. So what do? You have to make it 10 or more. So you can either elevate the kaira or you can dig into the ground to make a 10. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara, ha'yepochas ma'asara, if let's say the kaira was less than 10 tvachim elevated, the chokak boy lashlima la'asara, and now you dig to make it a minimal of 10 tvachim, kama choy cake, how much you have to dig? So Gemara, kama choy cake? What do you mean kama choy cake? Like Gemara asked before, kama de tzoych lei. If it's 6 tvachim, you have to dig 4. If it's 9, you have to dig 1. Whatever you need in order to make it a minimal of 10. Ela zog Gemara, mosh choy bekama. How much into the mavu do you have to dig that it should be an area of being a 10 tvachim dika mavu? And that is Gemara has a machloikus, but a different machloikus. Rav Yosef Omar Dalad, Bedalad, you have to dig Dalad Tvachim into the Mavui, even though before Rav Yosef said one Tefach. And Abai Omar Barba Amos. It has to be Arba Amos, 4 Amos into the Mavui. So we have a big difference, even though Rav Yosef before said 1, and over here Rav Yosef says 4 Tvachim, and Abai before said 4 Tvachim, over here he says 4 Amos. So Rashi over here explains the difference, because before the Machlokes was, over there, before, it was a doifen, right? We had a doifen, but just was elevated more than 20. So you had to be b'mayit the goiva. And there the machloikus is, how much into the movie you have to be b'mayit this goiva. We had a machloikus, 4 reasons to explain the machloikus. Masha'enkin, over here, it's a different word. Over here, it's not a shame movi b'chlal. Here you're lacking the shame doifen. If it's less than 10, it's not a doifen b'chlal. So to create a shame doifen, what's the minimal amount of movi? So that's machlokes Abai and Rav Yosef. Abai says that you have to do dalat tvachim. The minimal mavi is dalat tvachim in going in, and Abai says the minimal mavi is arba amos. And we'll see soon in the Gemara the machlokes is what's called the minimal amount of mavi. Because here you're creating a doifen. Before you had a doifen, you just had to lower it. Here you have to create a doifen, so it's a whole different machlokes. Zok the Gemara, lema b'dereb ami v'reb asi komifligi. There's a machlokes Reb Ami and Reb Asi, what's called the minimal amount of a mavui? Is it dalat tvachim or dalat amos? And that'll be the machlokes over here. When you're digging, do you have to dig dalat tvachim for the shem mavui? Or you have to dig dafka dalat amos for the shem mavui? What's the machlokes? The itmar. Mavui shenifratz betzidoi. If you have a mavui, now again, a mavui is a dead end street. You have one wall to your right, one wall to your left, and a wall across from you. And it's open to the Shus Rabin. So now, when you're coming in to the right, imagine you're coming in, and to your right, the wall is breached. It's pogutz. It's broken open. So if it's broken open, as long as you remain right when you enter by the curry is the crossbeam, as long as over there there's a little wall that's left, it's only broken after that, so then it's still considered a shame curry in the movie because you have dalat tfachim of wall before it's broken open, before it's part of the mavui, right?
Broken open after you come in, and it's still
chol,
it's still the mavui. I mean,
because the mavui is that's going to be the right. That mavui is minimal of dalat tvachim. If you have a wall that's not broken for dalat tvachim on your right, and then it's broken open even 10 amos, you have a shame mavui because dalat tvachim is sufficient. That's going to be the Gemara's raya. If dalat is a shame mavui tvachim or dalat amos, zog the Gemara the itmar. If you have it partzu on the right side of the mavi on one side, klapi roishoi towards the front, itma mishmei Reb Ami Reb Asi im yeshon pas dalad. If you have remaining a wall of dalad tvachim, it's mater bepirtzad eser. Then the fact that you have a pirtza up until 10, if it's pogutz by 10, that's called pogutz b'miluyoi. Then it's totally open. Then it's no mavi. But if it's up until 10 amos, it's considered like a doorway. So you have 2 doorways entering the mavui. You have a doorway from the front, as long as you have a wall remaining dalat tvachim, that's the main entrance. You have a side entrance too. You look at it ad eser as an entrance. Vim lav. But if let's say you don't have 4 tvachim remaining of wall as soon as you enter, so then it's considered a pirtza. And then it's a problem. Then it's out of shame mavui. Vim lav, so then it depends. Pochos mi shloisha matir. Shloisha in a matir. If let's say, if it's less than gimel tvochim, so then there is no problem. Because if it's less than gimel tvochim, so then it's always considered lavu. If the pirtza, let's say a pirtza is less than gimel tvochim, that's nothing. Gimel is lavud. Lavud is kasasum. So it's not a problem. So if it's less, if you don't have the wall right when you enter on the right, remaining dalat tvochim, so then the pirtza can't be more than gimel tvochim. So in pachas mi gimel, pachas mi shloisha, then it's matir. Shloisha in a matir. So we have clearly that we have over here a brayso that says, if you have a pass of dalat tvochim, it's matir bepirtza ad eser. It looked at it as another Pesach. But if it doesn't have the dalat tvochim, then it only can be a pirtza of gimel, less than gimel to be lavud. So the Rav Yosef that says that dalat tvochim is the shear that you need to dig, because the shame of you creating by dalat tvochim is the Rav Ami, because he holds a distance of Ami that says that dalat tvochim is the minimal amount of a mavui. Labaya less than Rav Ami. Abaya that says you have to go dalat amas, he doesn't hold a mavami. According to him, if you have the wall remaining dalat tvochim, that's not going to make it into a mavui. You have to have dalat amas. So the choyt shver nabaya from this brayser. Amalach abaya, hosam soif mavui, hochat chilas mavui. There's a yesodistic difference, a fundamental difference. Over there, Rashi explains, Machlokes Rashi tells you how to understand this. But Rashi explains as follows. When you are digging, there's two cases. One case, you're digging and you want to make it that it should be 10 tvachim. And one case is that we're talking about that it's nifritza. So there's a difference. That when does Abaya require Dalal Amos? When you're creating a Movui from onset. Because it's not a Movui. It's not a Doifim Michlal. It's less than 10 Tvachim. Over there, you have to dig Zokt Abaya Dalal Amos. That's called Tchilas Movui. Tchilas Movui, you're creating a Movui. So then I say you have to make Dalal Amos. Masha'enkein Hosom in the Brisa of Rav Ami that says that it's enough if you have a wall of Dalal Tvachim. Over there, it's Soif Movui. By Soif Movui, by Nifrit Samitzidoi, so then it's enough if you have Dalat Tvachim. But then you have an existing Mavui. You just don't want to break the Mavui. As long as you remain with Dalat Tvachim, it remains the status of a Shem Mavui. That's the difference, Dr. Abaya. Yes, I say you need to dig Dalat Amas. That's because you want to create a Mavui. Tchilas Mavui is different than Soif Mavui. That's what Rashi learns in Sugya. Tosis argues. Tosis says, the top Tosis, Soif Mavui, Pirush, Kem Shle Nifsla, Shenishtai Shom Pas Dalat, since you remain with the past dalad, the mavui kosher and yoytz mitoras hechsher. So Tosfos says that soif and tchila doesn't mean the case of digging versus the case of nifritza. Digging, Rashi said, is called tchilas mavui, and they need dalad amas, and nifritza is called soif mavui. So Tosfos says no. Kem shlo nifritza shenishtayish from past dalad, the mavui kosher and yoytz mitoras hechsher atshivcha shlo yishayish from dalad. What is Tchilas Mavui? Shaloi Nishtai Pas Dalad. Tchilas Mavui means when it's not, doesn't remain a pass of Dalad on the side. Shetzoch Las Lehechsher, Tzoch Dalad Amas. Then you have to make Dalad Amas. Vechei Masha Lishnu Komem Yeshon Pas Dalad. Michal Din Shtai Shon Pas Dalad Mairi. Pirish Rashi Enini. Akoponim, it's a machlekes how to learn Tchila and Tzoch Mavui. According to Rashi, when does Abaye require Dalad Amas? That's when the Kura was less than 10 tvachim. So over there we said you have to dig the floor to make it an area of 10 tvachim minimal. So then you have to dig going into the mavui dalat amas. Because over there, tchilas mavui, you're creating a shem mavui, Dr. Rashi. Because up until then, it's not a shem mavui b'chal. It's not a doifin less than 10. So you're creating a mavui, you have to have dalat amas. Masha enken soif mavui. By the case of nifritza, so but that's where it's an existing mavui. Just it was a pierce, it was a breach. The wall on the side broke open. So then it's sufficient, it retains the shem mavui as long as you still have a wall that is dalat tvachim. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says, no, that the tchila and soif is gufa in the nifritza. If it's nifritza and remains dalat tvachim, that's called soif mavui. If it's nifritza and it doesn't remain dalat tvachim, so you have to rebuild now a wall of dalat amas, that's called tchilas mavui. But according to Rashi, it's the difference is gufa the two brises. Are we talking about where you're digging because it's pochas miyud in height, so then you have to make tchilas mavui They have to go Dalad Amis into the Mavui, and Sof Mavui is by Nifritza, so over there it's sufficient as long as you have Dalad Tvachim of a wall that remains on the side.
What is the Vart in this Rav Amin or Rav Asi that you have to have a pass, a wall of a minimal of Dalad Tvachim? The Rashba and the Ravid learn that you need to have a Koira Agabe Mavui. As long as you have a Shem Mavui, that means you have a wall that's remaining, that Dalat Tvachim, which is a Shir Mavui, come to Rav Amin or Rav Asi. So then it's considered Koira Agabe Mavui. Now, if you don't have a Shir of a Mavui, so you don't have a Koira Agabe Mavui. So Mele, the Mavui is not Mutter. You have a breach right next to there, which is up until Yud Amos, and that opening does not have a Koira. So why are we not concerned that you're going to go through that Pesach without a Koira? The Teretz is because the Mavui is Huta Ali the Koira that you have in the opening, in the beginning, the main entrance. Yes, there's another entrance, but Lamas, you have the main entrance with the Koira, and the Mavui is Huta Ali the Koira. Rashi says that if you don't have Dalat Tvachim, and the Pirtz is Yosem Gimel, so then what's going to happen is people are going to want to take the shortcut, and they're going to go through that opening that's Yosem Gimel. So then, Shavki Pischa Rabe Va'ayla Nafka Bepirtz Zuta. So then you mevatel the ganze shem Pesach that you have in the main opening. And the curry that's there is not going to be any more a curry that's mati the mavui. So the question is, so hind that you have dalet, why does it make any difference? So what you have a wall that's remained dalet tvachim with a curry on top of it. Shavke pischa rabe v'ayla pischa zutra. Why are you not concerned that you'll end up through the pischa zutra? What happened over here? So the Rishonim say, the Ritva says, the pshat is, being that this is a soif mavui, being that this is an existing mavui that was now nifritza, that was breached, so you need tartil reyusa, you need two chesroinus. Number one, that there is no koira al gabi mavui, because the shame mavui is dalat tvachim. And number two, shavka pisra rabbe v'ayla pisra zuta, they're going to go to the other Pesach. So as long as you have a pass of dalat, so even though they might go now use the other entrance, so lemaisa, the shame mavui is not nifsal, because at the end of the day, you have a mavui with a koira that's on top of the mavui. So even though you have the problem of using the other entrance, but lemaisa, the shame mavui is not nifsal because you have a koira al gabavit. You don't have two chisroinus. Mashenka, when there's no pass of dalat, so then itak is possible, because then the shame koira was this battle, and you're mishtamish the other Pesach. So then tak is this battle, the ganze hecker in the mavui. Then you don't have a shame mavui that is hutai de the koira. So again, zok di gemore, omelach habaya, it's not schwer from Rav Amin or Rav Asi on my shita. Hosom soif mavui, hochot chilas mavui. By chilas mavui, I require dalat amis. Then I ika arba amis in, iloi loi. But ein chami, by soif mavui, then I agree that dalat tvachim would be sufficient. Zok di gemore weiter, omer habaya menu aminolo. Meaning, Abaye just refuted and said that his shita of dalat amis is not schwer from Rav Amin or Rav Asi that say that dalat tvachim is a shame mavui. There it's different, it's Soif Mavui. But Abaye never brought a raya that you need Dalat Amis for a Shem Mavui. Omer Abaye Mano Aminolo, what's taka the raya that you need more than Dalat Tvachim for a Shem Mavui? Zog the Mogad Tanya, Ein Mavui Nita Belecha Vekoira, Ad Shei Batim Vechatzeres Psuchen Lesoicha. A Mavui is only Nita Ide Lechi or a Koira if you have Batim and Chatzeres Psuchen Lesoicha. That means you have to have two Chatzeres that open into the dead end street, and likewise, opening into two batim. Batim chatzeres psuchen l'soichoy. So you need a minimum of two chatzeres that are open into this mavui. V'i bedalad, now if you're going to tell me that the whole mavui is only dalat tvachim, that's what you, Abaye, Rav Yosef wants to say, that dalat tvachim is a shame mavui. So heichi mishkachas lo, how could you have a metzias of minimal of two chatzeres that are tzuras ha-pesach that open into this mavui? If the whole mavui is only dalat tvachim, how could you have two chatzeres that open into this mavui? After all, every chotzer needs a minimal of a roichev of dalat tvachim, because the chotzer needs a pesach to go into the chotzer. The mavui has a pesach to go into the chotzer. Now, a shem pesach is a minimal of dalat tvachim; otherwise, not a shem pesach b'chal. So, a mavui that is four tvachim in total, 4x4. So then, how could you open two psachim of arba tvachim into this mavui? That means there's no wall left. There's nothing left. It's going to nifrat sakuloi. If you need to have a pesach of dalat tvachim, and the whole mavui is a wall of dalat tvachim on the two sides, on the right side and the left side, then where exactly is the wall of the mavui if it's totally going to be open into two chatzeres? Zogt Rashi, vi amet bedalad have a mavui hechnita ba'orich arba. How could you have four tvachim if you need two chatzeres opening up? Michdi, zogt Rashi, miut chatzeres shtayim. You have a minimal of two. Ve'ein pesach pochas midalad, and the opening of a pesach to the chatzer has to be dalad tvachim. Ve'ech yiftach pesach roichvoy arba b'meshach amavui shein ela dalad. If the width of this pesach is four tvachim and the whole width of this mavui is four tvachim, so then it's 4x4. So I am mokem ha-ptzimin, zok Rashi. Where do you have the doorpost? Every Pesach needs a doorpost. Ptzimin. Va'oid kuleporotu. And it's totally breached. There's no wall left if the chotze gufa is an opening of dalad and the whole movie is dalad. So it's porotz and there's no doorpost. Azoy zok Rashi. That's why there's a chisarn. It can't be that it's dalad tvachim. Now, Tosfos Bavarin's over here that l'chayra, it's shaykh a mokum for ptzimin because it has to be a drop more than dalad. So Tosfos says, v'yibar bo'ich mishkach zlo, afagav the dalad, the komag av Yosef hanud ikam mashu tvei, da mobu yem ene roich av dalad, ene tzoch lechi, kene ravi loy lekamon, meaning it can't be a perfect square of dalad, it has to be orko yesral chovoy, so it has to be a drop more than four by four. In the orkoi, v'lo yave tve mashu have orko kerchovei, then it will be a perfect square, and it can't be orko kerchovei. It has to be orko yesra kerchovei. But still, that mashu of more mikobokam ba'oisa mashu ain mokam leptzimin lamoid. You're not gonna have a doorpost. So a doorpost of Tosfos you're not gonna have. But the only thing is, Rashi Bavarin is two nekudas. I am mokam ha'ptzimin. So that Tosfos says even if it's a mashu more, there's no mokam for ptzimin. There's no mokam for a doorpost. And then Rashi says va'oid kulei porutzu. According to what Tosfos is saying, it's not kulei porutz. There's a mashu of a wall, since the drop more than dalad, it's orka yesal chavoy, so it's not the kulei poritz. But upon him, legabe the shame chotzer, it's not called a pesach to the chotzer if it doesn't have ptzimin, and there's no mokum for the ptzimin. Now the Chazanish wants to bring a raya from this Rashi that dalsois, if you have, let's say, a door, a delis itself, still needs a tulis ha-pesach. Why? Because otherwise, let the Gemara say, what's the whole cheshbon? That it can't be dalat tvachim, because no mokum for the chatzeres, there's no mokum for the shem pesach of a tulis ha-pesach. You don't have the mokum place for the doorpost. Maybe you have a delis without a doorpost, and a dalsis doesn't need a tulis ha-pesach. A delis, and we'll see soon in the sugya, a delis a roi l'nol would not need a tulis ha-pesach. Zok the Chazanish, even a delis a roi l'nol, even a delis needs a tulis ha-pesach. Without a tulis ha-pesach, it's not a shem delis. It's not a shem pesach. Because after all, it's not called, otherwise, why is the Gemara Mucha and being a Raya that it has to be more than Dalit? Because there's no Pesach. Maybe you have a Delas, and Delas doesn't need a Tzuris HaPesach. On that, the Chazanish, you need a Delas with a Tzuris HaPesach. So Rabbi Sol Yanke Fish in his Tshuva Sefer, Evan Yisol, he has a Tshuva, he writes to my father on a big Tshuva my father wrote in Dalsis. We'll see later in the Sugi Davov. So he's Matcha, the Chazanish's Raya. And Rabbi Sol Yankov learns that Dalsis doesn't need a shame Pesach Bichlal. Dalsis is Huta without a shame Pesach. And the whole Raya Chazanish is, he says, it's Tamua. Because even if you're going to say that the Heta of Dalsis is because of a Chaloy Shem Pesach, that doesn't mean it needs a doorpost. He says it needs a koisel it has next to it. That Ravada it has. It's not poets b'meluyoy. So since you have the ksolim, those are the ptzimin. He says just like by mezuzah we see that's considered a doorpost. The same koisel. So mele, he says that's his matcha. The raya upon him, it's his soizik machleks in achroinim. If from this Rashi, from this sugya, if the het of dalsos needs a tuas apesach, a doorpost, or no? Or Dalsis works without it. So nafkamina, when you have a complex with a gate that swings open, is that enough of Delas Aruli Nol? Or you have to create a Tzuris HaPesach going around those losses too, around those gates that swing open? If every Delas Aruli Nol needs a Tzuris HaPesach, so Mela, you have to create a Tzuris HaPesach. Elechin, Elechin, Nekari Al Gabein. If it doesn't need a Tzuris HaPesach, Zogan, the other Achroinim, so then it will be nafkamina that Delas Aruli Nol does not need a Tzuris HaPesach besides the Shem Delas. Reb Sol Yanke's Tshuva was originally printed in Noyam, a Kovitz that came out in the 70s, Noyam Chof Aleph, and my father later printed it in his Sefer Pnei Aryeh on Erevin, over there brings the whole Tshuva of Reb Sol Yanke and others. So again, so this Abaye's Raya, that Avada can't be that a Movi is Dalat Tvachim. Omer Abaye, Meno Amino, Lo Detanya, Ein Movi Nita Belecha B'Koyrat Shiyo Batam Chatzeres Pesuchim L'Soicho, V'i Ba'albo, and if the Movi is a minimal of four Tvachim, Heichem Ishkachas Lo, Haigen Abatam Chatzeres Pesuchim L'Soicho, V'chi Tema, maybe you're going to say, the Posach Lo, B'doifen Em Tzoyi, that maybe the pshat is that you have, it's Taka in width, in length it's only four tvachim, but in width it's much wider. So you have a doifen emtzoy, you have a wall that's right across the opening, but not totally enclose the wall. The little wall is Daifan Emtsoi that has to the right four Tvachim and to the left four Tvachim, two Chatzeres that open up into this doorway. That means it's eight wide and four going in. So Mela, the Arba Tvachim is very wide. It's Taka four Tvachim going in. But it's in width, it's Taka ten Tvachim. So Ein Chenami, a Mobi, is Taka Dalat Tvachim. But Dalat Tvachim doesn't mean Dalat in all directions. It means 10 wide and 4 going in, and then it's Mishkachas law. Then you have two Chatzeres in front of you. You have a wall right in front of you in the entrance, a small wall that's only 2 Tvachim, and it's 10 wide. So you have 4 to the right going into the Chatzer, and 4 into the left going into the Chatzer. So you can have Chatzeres Psuchin Lesoichoi, even though it's only going in 4 Tvachim. That means you enter this Mavui Dalat Tvachim in depth, and then there's a small little thin panel of base Tvachim in front of you, a wall. And then you have, after you enter four Tvachim in, you have to the right a Chotzer and to the left a Chotzer, and each one is four Tvachim. So, fact, the Gemara, that can be. Va'omer Rav Nachman, Naktinon, Ezu Mavi Shnita Belech V'Koyre. What kind of Mavi is Nita Belech V'Koyre? Kol She'orkoi Yeser Al Rechovoi. It has to be Orkoi Yeser Al Rechovoi. Over here saying Rechovoi Yeser Al Orkoi. Not just it can't be a perfect square, it has to be a rectangle. It has to be longer in Orkoi than Rechovoi. And you're making a chetimtza of Rechovoi Yes Al Orkoi. So it has to be Dafka Orkoi Yes Al Rechovoi Ubatim Chatzeres Psuchin L'Soichoi. So Mele, we see clearly that it can't be that a Mavi is Dalat Tvachim. Because number one, it has to be Orkoi Yes Al Rechovoi, and not going to have an chetimtza of two Chatzeres Psuchin L'Soichoi. Because there's Ayam Okam Ptzimov, like Rashi says. And it's Kulei Parutz. And don't tell me it's wider, and that's why you have two Chatzeres, because that's not Orkoi Yes Al Rechovoi. So Mele, it's not Shaykh, like Rav Yosef says, Dalat Tvachim. So Mele, it's a Raya that Abaye wants to say that it's Dalat Amis. Now, we didn't bring a Raya that it's Dalat Amis. The Gemara is going to bring a Raya Dalat Amis. But on Kaponim, we see that it's more than Dalat Tvachim. Now, first, Rav Yosef has to answer this Tchir that Abaye just said. That al kaponim there's no raya that it can't be dalat tvachim because you don't have two chatzeres psuchim l'soichoi. So Rav Yosef says that it's shaykh that the movi is dalat tvachim and you still have two chatzeres psuchim l'soichoi. Why? The posach lehu bekeren zoviz. That means the opening of the two chatzeres are on a slant, on an alachsoin. So memela, since it's going towards this, you have this loyalim, it's dalat tvachim going in and dalat tvachim in width. So how do you have, but you have a little wall, a thin panel right in front of you, two tvachim. So now there's opening to the chotzes, to the right and to the left, but it's on a slant. So if the opening is on a slant, so then it's taka orko yes al rechovoi. So mele ba'alachsoin, so you consider you have two chatzeres tzuchel l'soichoi, and mele you have a nechatimtza of arba tvachim and two chatzeres tzuchel l'soichoi, and still being orko yes al rechovoi if you count the alachsoin. Now comes Abaye and says, what's my raya that Lamaisa Mavi needs Dalat Amis? Omer Abaye Meno Amina Lo, I still didn't bring a raya that he needs Dalat Amis. Zok Di Gemara Do Omer Gomer Bachom Omer Rav Huna. Lechi Aboyle Midoif Neshol Mavi. If you have a lechi is usually a vertical beam, a 2x4 that's standing up at the opening of the Mavi. So let's say you have a lechi that's Boyle Midoif Neshol Mavi. But it's not just a ready lechi that's a 2x4. Pochus Me'arba Amos, if it's 2x4, 3x4, as long as it's not Dalat Amis, like a whole panel, instead of just a beam, it's wider and wider and wider, as long as it's not Dalat Amis, so then need the Mishum Lechi. Then you can look at it as a Lechi. Then that Lechi is Mata de Mavui. You don't need an additional Lechi on the other side when you enter this Mavui. However, if the Lechi that you created is not just a 2x4 beam going up vertically, but it's wider than 2x4. It becomes like a whole half a wall kimat. And it's Arba Amos. If it's Arba Amos, so then Nido Mishum Avui, then this lechi itself becomes a Shem Avui. So that's Abaye's Raya, that a Mavui is Dalat Amos. Because if the lechi became wide, so wide that it turned into Dalat Amos, then that itself is a Mavui. So if it's a Mavui, you need another lechi on the other side to be matted as Mavui. V'tzorich lechi achal atiroi. So we see clearly that a Shem Avui Zok Abaye is Dalat Amos. Because that's why if the lechi is not just a beam going up, but it's a panel that's wide by the entrance of the Mavui, so then you need another Lechi on the other side, because that Lechi is Ois Lechi, it became a Mavui. So we see a Shir Mavui is Dalat Amis. And the Vort is, Tosis later on explains, that if the Lechi is so wide, that it's not Nikr anymore, that it looks like a Lechi, to be Mati the Mavui, because the Lechi now became the width of a shear of a mavui gufa, so then it doesn't look like a lechi that's matter the mavui. But akoponim, that's a bayis raya. And them zoktav Yosef, there's no raya from here. Lo oilam, a mavui is dalat tfachim. The reason why if it's dalat amis, you need another lechi, not because a mavui is only by dalat amis. It loses the status of a lechi if it became dalat amis. Dalat amis, it's not called a lechi anymore. So that's why you need another lechi. Not because dalat amis is the only way that a movi is considered a shame movi by dalat amis. When it's dalat amis, it's not a lechi, and that's why you need another lechi. So the movi gav Yosef lafuke mitegas lechi adi ikol aba amis. Meaning, if you want to be mafkia the shame lechi lafuke mitegas lechi, so then adi ikol aba amis. Then taka, if it's up until 4 amos, it's not mafkir shem lechi. Ma she'en kein lemahave movui, to create a shem movui, that you don't need arba amos. Afilu ba'arba tvachim nami have a movui, lo'olam, Rav Yosef Shita is, that dalat tvachim is a movui, and that's, this is not a raya, that a shem movui is dalat amos. So there's a yasoizdik of machloikas over here. What is the shem movui? Is the shem movui dalat tvachim, or is the shem movui dalat amos? And Rav Yosef says, lo'olam, movui is taka dalat tvachim, but lechi aboilit midoifte shem movui. The reason why I need another lechi latiroi, Abaye once say it's because it became gufa shem mavui because it's dalat amis. So Dr. Yosef, no, that doesn't make it into a mavui. A mavui loylem is dalat tvachim. It loses the status of a shem lechi, and that's where you need another lechi achilat tigoi. We'll stop over by the bottom of the omid, daf hey omid aleph.